弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
高兴我们可以在安息日一起继续来敬拜神。
Very delighted that on this holy Sabbath day we can worship God together.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考神施恩的手放在他圣洁的器皿上。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to study the hands of God upon His holy vessels.
要从以斯拉记来谈谈我们怎么样得到神他的手来引导我们在生活上的每一件事情。
Using the book of Ezra, we would study how God would use His hand to guide everything in our life.
神他这一双施恩的手要放在谁的身上？
Where His graceful hand will be placed upon.
神他从古到现在都没改变。
From the past until now, God has never changed.
神他所要的在圣经里面都告诉得很清楚。
What He requires of us have been explained clearly in the Bible.
我们如果能够从圣经里面装备我们自己成为神所喜悦的人，我们也一样可以经历神施恩的手在我们身上的工作。
If we can prepare ourselves according to the teachings of the Bible, we can also experience the hand of grace of God.
以斯拉记的第三章在提到百姓他们回归到耶路撒冷重新开始建造圣殿。
Ezra chapter 3 mentioned about how the Israelites returned to Jerusalem to restore the temple worship.
因为以斯拉记记载以色列百姓被掳之后，他们从巴比伦归回耶路撒冷重建圣殿的整个过程。
This book described the entire process of how the Israelites came back into Israel to rebuild the temple.
那圣殿盖完之后，他们怎么样再次的复兴他们的信仰？
And also how they revived their faith after the restoration of the temple.
那所以真正的信仰是除了建筑物之外，很重要就是我们怎么样在这个圣殿里面来敬拜神，得神的喜悦。
A true faith is not just about the physical building of worship, but also how we truly build from withinA heart of worship.
那要得神的喜悦，就是在我们的生活里面表现出来的。
In order to please God in our faith, we need to actually show through our deeds.
不是只是在教会的这一段时间而已。
It is not just during the period of time when we are at church.
所以信仰其实就是生活。
Therefore, faith is living.
那神的祝福是在我们的日常生活当中去体验的。
The blessing of God is to be experienced through every drop of our life.
那请看以斯拉记第三章。
Let's refer to Ezra chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. And when the seventh month had come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
那这里提到说，百姓他们归回之后，他们现在聚集在耶路撒冷，如同一人，准备要来重建神的圣殿。
It mentioned that after the children of Israel came back, they gathered as one man to Jerusalem.
那他们要在工作之前呢，要建造以前呢，他们先献祭，他们先筑坛献祭。
Before they began constructions, they built an altar to make sacrifices.
这个是他们的这个程序的哈，要建造这个。圣殿以前他们所做的准备工作。
This is the process, the preparation for the reconstruction of the temple.
请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. Then Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
第三节。
3. Though fear had come upon them,Because of the people of those countries, they set the altar on its basis, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening burnt offerings.
你看这里，百姓他们同心合意的聚集在神指定的地方就是耶路撒冷，重新建筑神的坛。
Here we can see that the people of Israel came as one man to rebuild the altar of God.
那这个坛建完之后呢，又就要照律法书上所写的，在坛上献祭。
After the altar was rebuilt, then according to the law, they are to make sacrifices.
那这个烛坛就是要求告神的意思。
The building of an altar signifies that they need to inquire of the Lord.
从以斯拉记的第一章到第六章，我们看到这个百姓他们重建圣殿的整个过程。
From Ezra chapter 1 through 6, we see the whole process of how the Israelites rebuilt the temple.
那在第三章这里就详细的说明他们怎么动工建造的这个步骤。
Chapter 3 describes the details of how they restore the temple.
所以我们看到众民呢是在神的带领底下回到耶路撒冷，这是神指定的地点。
We can see that the people came together under the guidance of God to this place.
他们现在虽然住在不同的城市，大家通通如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
Even though they live in different cities, but they gather together in Jerusalem as one people.
表示大家真的是都有共同的心志。
It means that they all had the same heart.
那接下来呢，他们就在原有的圣殿原有的根基上先建立一个祭坛。
Then they first built the altar on the base of the original temple.
哦，那这个祭坛是当时候圣殿里面圣殿的中心，就是圣殿区域里面的中心，就是这个祭坛。
This altar is also the altar of the original temple, where the center of the altar is.
他们现在要先在这个原有的根基上先筑坛，然后献祭，求告神来带领他们。接下去这个重建圣殿的工程。
On this base, they would build this altar and then also make sacrifices and inquire of the Lord for the rebuilding work that is to come.
告诉我们说，今天我们不管要做什么工作，一定先要求告神这个动作。
This is telling us that it doesn't matter what we do today, we must first inquire of the Lord.
因为那这个求告神这个筑坛献祭呢，一定要照神的律法书上所写的。
An inquiring of the Lord must be done according to the law that was written.
因为神他建立了这个祭司的国度，他给百姓一个非常清楚的指引，要做什么事是神所喜悦的。
God had built the kingdom of priests, and he indicated very clearly to them what things were pleasing to him.
哦，所以献祭不可用按照自己的方法。
Therefore, to make sacrifices, they cannot use their own way.
要按照神所指示的。
They must do so according to the instruction from God.
那他们现在要筑坛，求告神，意思就是说要求神来带领他们在这个圣殿的工程里面能够蒙神的祝福。
Now they were about to build an altar and make sacrifices, and this means that they are asking God for blessing over what they were about to do.
然后他们接下去要照律法书上所写的来生活，来服事蒙神喜悦。
After this, they would, according to the law, live out their daily lives and serve God.
所以我们看到接下去呢，他们第四节又特别提到说，他们是照律法书上所写的开始守住棚节。
Verse 4 especially mentioned, as it is written, they kept the feast of tabernacles.
那就是说他们是其实选择在七月份就是他们有三个节期，大家都聚集在圣殿的地区，要准备来重建圣殿了。
This was in July, and this is one of the three feasts where they actually gather together in Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那他们现在就是要守节期，意思就是说他们愿意遵照神的吩咐，神律法上所要求的。
To observe the feast means that they are trying to obey what the law required of them.
他们不管生活在有什么忙碌，他们一定是在这个时候聚集在耶路撒冷，遵照神的指示来思想神的恩典。
Regardless of how busy they were, this would be the time they put down everything to gather together in Jerusalem to remember what the Lord had instructed them.
因为祝棚节本身就是让他们大家能够聚在一起去思想神。怎么样带领他们的祖先离开埃及，来到这个神所应许的迦南美地
？The Feast of Tabernacles was meant by God for them to remember how they departed from Egypt and entered into the land of the Promised Land.
让他们借着祝棚节呢，去体会一下他们祖先在旷野漂流的日子里面是怎么靠神过日子的。
and that through this Feast of Tabernacles, they were to remember how God led their ancestors to go through the wilderness.
哦，那在这一段期间，他们的生活就比较不方便。
During that period, their lives were not as convenient.
所以有时候我们的生活如果很舒服的时候，就会忘记说，其实我们的这些生活的便利，不是这样子天上掉下来，不是我们自己拥有的。
Sometimes when we live a very comfortable life, we don't realize that what we have is not really ours.
其实是神祝福的。
But they are all blessings of God.
就好像我们今天很平安的在这里能够聚会敬拜神啊。
Just like today, we are able to worship God here peacefully.
如果神没有给我们一个平安的环境，我们也很难聚在一起。
If God did not give us a peaceful environment, it would be very difficult for us to gather together.
那我们聚会完之后就到餐厅吃饭。
After our service, we would have lunch at the back.
就有人准备饭食来服侍我们。
They were those who prepared the lunch for us.
我们就生活过得真的很幸福。
So we really lead a very blissful life.
但是他们当时候百姓如果回想他们祖先在旷野的旅程的时候。
But when the Israelites thought back to how their ancestors were in the wilderness,
那个旅程其实就是每天就是打包，然后收帐篷、搭帐篷啊，再这样过日子。
Their daily journey was like rebuilding the tent and taking down the tent.
那在这个好像很繁琐又很劳力的工作当中，去体会，哎呦，原来是神的帮助。其实比他们在埃及当奴隶生活更自由了。
Even though they were working hard at the time, but if they were able to reflect what their ancestor went through, that was actually more difficult.
所以现在百姓他们照着神的吩咐就守住棚节，大家在耶路撒冷搭帐篷了。
So the Israelites gathered together in Jerusalem and observed what God had instructed them to do in the Feast of the Tabernacles.
然后就献祭。
Then they offered.
第六节特别提到说神殿的根基还没有立定。
Verse 6 especially described that the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid.
但是他们的目的就是要来建造圣殿的。
But their purpose was to rebuild the temple.
所以他们现在要开始工作了。
So now they were about to begin work.
然后要开始工作的时候，第七节就是记载，他们怎么样去找出这个工人。然后去准备材料啊，来兴工建造。
Verse 7 describe how they look for workers and how they prepare the materials for the construction.
那这个他们就付钱给这些人呢、哦，给这些西顿人、会肉人，让他们将香柏木啊，能够从黎巴嫩运来啊，到耶路撒冷成为建殿的材料。
They gave money to the people of Sidon and Tyre so that they can bring cedar logs to Jerusalem as construction materials.
所以要建殿要有人力要有财力。
Therefore, in order to construct the temple, they have to have manpower and also financial resources.
那有财力才有这些材料了哈。
With financial resources, they would then be able to obtain the construction materials.
然后接下去呢，他们有了这些。准备工作之后，第八节就是他们就开始兴工建造了。
Then in verse 8, they began the restoration work of the temple.
那这个兴工建造是全体百姓、祭司、利未人跟所有被掳归回的百姓一起来做的。
This work was actually done by all of the people, including the Levites and the priests.
所以这个是全民一起参与亲手做工的这个一个过程。
This process involved everyone.Participating.
那这一次的建造要重新建造神的殿，跟过去是不一样的。
This reconstruction of the temple is different from the original construction of the temple.
因为过去在所罗门建造圣殿的时候，百姓他们不需要亲手动工。
Because when the original temple was constructed by King Solomon, the people themselves did not have to do the work.
他们那时候有几万的这个劳工啊，从外面的劳工来。做这个劳力的工作。
At that time, they had tens of thousands of foreigners who were doing the construction work.
那百姓他们只是当监督而已。
The people only oversaw the work.
他们只要出嘴巴就好。
They only had to open their mouths.
但是现在不是不一样了。
But now it is different.
现在重建圣殿，他们要每一个人亲手来做。
Now with the reconstruction of the temple, they all had to do the work themselves.
那所以亲手做工的感觉跟在旁边当旁观者是不一样的。
The work of doing, the feeling of doing the work yourself is different from that of being a bystander.
所以其实有些工作，如果我们真的亲手参与，我们会体会这当中所有的神的祝福，神的恩典。
When we directly participate in some work, we will also experience God's blessing and guidance.
这就是为什么有些工作需要有那个实际的操作经验的。
This is the reason why for certain work we need those who have experience.
有些学生学校毕业之后就到公司上班了。
For example, some students, after they graduated from school, they would start working in a company.
有时候都是纸上作业的。
So the experience they had was really just exercises on paper.
写报告啊。
Because they were just reading books and writing reports before.
但是要一直到真的去工作，然后真的亲手去做的时候，才知道说，尤其其实有很多事情不是像我们想象这样子。
But when they started working,they will realize that it is not always what they imagined it to be.
所以有时候我们做先生的在家里吃饭，觉得有时候还会品头论足说这个好吃，这个不好吃。
Sometimes as husband, we would make a judgment on certain dishes are good and are not good.
但是如果我们真的亲手去做一顿饭，就会体验到说做饭其实也是不容易的。
But if we were to actually get involved in cooking the meal ourselves, we will realize that it's actually not that easy.
其实每一件事情都是这样子。
In fact, everything is like this.
有时候我们坐在底下听道理，觉得很容易啊，很轻松啊。
We feel very relaxed listening to the sermon from being an audience.
那但是如果我们被排到领会的时候
，But when we are being assigned to lead a sermon,
有的人就睡不着了。
Then some may not be able to sleep.
就紧张了。
We will become nervous.
不知道讲什么。
We don't know what to talk about.
然后不知道如何讲起。
And we don't even know where to start.
我这真的去讲的时候才知道说，原来是有很多事情需要用心准备的。
When it is our turn to speak, we will realize that there are a lot of effort to be made.
我们星期一的时候请神学生领会在这里练习讲道。
On Mondays, we've been asking our TTP students to lead the service.
很可惜，我们在座的只有极少数的弟兄姐妹来这里聚会。星期一晚上。
It's unfortunate that only a small number of us come to the Monday services.
但是接下去的两个星期一呢，都是由神学生来这里练习讲道。
But for the next two Mondays, we are having our TTP students to deliver the sermon.
那希望我们弟兄姐妹也能够来听听他们所讲的。
Hopefully, you can also come to listen to what they share.
他们在上课接受训练，每天都在听这个讲员在教他们读圣经。
During the classes, they had been hearing from their instructor about reading the Bible.
坐在底下听很简单啊。
It's very easy to listen.
时间到了就来听，然后圣经就翻了。
When the time comes, they just have to come to listen and turn to Bible verses.
一直等到他们要上台领会的时候。
But when it was time for them to prepare for a sermon,
他们才知道这个事情是怎么一回事啊。
Then they would realize this is actually something else.
那这也是给他们准备，以后他们就是要这样子来传讲神的话语。
This is also to help them prepare for the future when they are to speak the word of God.
有实际去讲的时候，他在上课的时候，他才会真的。去用心，要怎么把这个道理转，这个知识转成道理。
When they are being given this assignment, they would then really think about how they would turn their knowledge into what they can share.
所以我们如果能够真的亲手参与教会的工作，不管是做教员的、领会的、服事的，每一件如果我们都能够亲手去参与过的，我们就会有很深入的体验。
So if we are able to participate in the church work directly, for example, being an RE teacher, or to deliver a sermon, then we will really have an in-depth experience.
或者是我们要带领查经。
Or if we were assigned to lead a Bible study.
其实最后我们会发现，真的受益最多的、造就最大的，就是那个亲手去做的人。
At the end, we will realize the one who benefited the most is usually the one who prepared for it.
所以有时候我们弟兄姐妹一定不要 对父神要要邀请我们做圣工这件事情推迟。
We should not be so quick to decline on the work that the church council has asked us to help with.
因为每一件事情一定会让我们得到很大的造就。
Because everything is edifying.
因为要我们从这个实际的服事当中去体会神的恩典，他的手要引领我们做每一件事。
It is through our servitude that we can experience the blessings and guidance of God.
啊，所以这个现在不管祭司、立位人、百姓，大家或者首领，他们一起来做，来参与。
So regardless of whether it is the people, the priests, or the Levites, they all came to work together.
那他们在立圣殿的根基的时候
，When they were establishing the foundation of the temple.
我们现在请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in the apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel.
第十一节。
11. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord.Of the house of the Lord was laid.
我们就看到说，他们在立根基，他们在动工建造的时候，他说就有祭司穿礼服、吹号，然后配合这些唱歌的立位人呢，一起在那里大声歌颂神。
It says here that when they were laying down the foundation of the temple, the priests had their apparel on, and the Levites, and also the singers, they all came together to, according to the ordinance.
你看那个当祭司立位人他们穿礼服在赞美神的时候，第十一节的后半段特别说，众民他们大声呼喊因为神殿的根基已经立定了。
In verse 11, it said that then all the people shouted with a great shout because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
那所以我们就看到说，这个歌颂赞美神很重要。
We can see the importance of singing and praising God.
因为在这个赞美当中，他们看到了神的慈爱。
Because in the praises, they saw the mercy of God.
所以他们才会在第十一节的时候，他那个赞美的内容就是说，神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
That's why in the content of the praising, they said that God is good, His mercy endures forever toward Israel.
这一句赞美的话呢，在所罗门建圣殿的时候，他们献殿的时候，众祭司也是这样子在赞美神的。
These exact words of praise were also said by the priests during the time of King Solomon.
因为如果没有神的慈爱，他们是不可能回归来重建圣殿。
Without the mercy of God, they would not have been able to come back to rebuild the temple.
那是神本为善，神本来就是是有怜悯有恩典的神。
God is good, and He is a God of mercy.
他照着他的应许，在时候满足的时候。把他的百姓从异邦地再把他带回来耶路撒冷。
According to his promise, the people of Israel were brought back from the foreign land into the promised land.
然后让他们可以拥有这个机会，亲手参与这个重新建造圣殿的工作。
And they were then given the opportunities to participate in the rebuilding of the temple.
所以众民大声的欢呼。
That's why the people shouted together.
那所以这个赞美的这个歌声呢？就让他们在立根基的时候更加有力量，然后他们更加充满盼望。
The voice of praise strengthened the foundation even more and gave them a greater hope.
因为这个圣殿本身就是要来荣耀神的。
Because the temple is for the glory of God.
要让人来见证神的慈爱。
The temple is to testify God's love to people.
那所以我们就看到，当这个真的殿的根基立好之后，哇，百姓他们很感动。
When the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid, the people were greatly moved.
我们请读第十二节。
Let's read verse 12. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted aloud for joy.
第十三节。
13. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people.For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off.
我们看到这个时候，你看，当根基立定，哇，众民的反应是，他们有的大声呼喊，有的是大声哭嚎，有的是大声欢呼啊。
We see here the reaction of the people is that some shouted and some wept.
那这个都是用大声这个形容词来描述百姓的反应。
And they were all done aloud, and this is actually to describe how intensified their reaction was.
也就是说，这个时候我们就看到众百姓他们对这个重建圣殿这个工程，他们是全心投入的。
We can see how they really put all of their hearts into the rebuilding of the temple.
那大家哈，他们看到这个神的这个工程能够继续哈，哇，大家真的是全心全意啊。
Everyone saw how the work was able to continue, and they came really together under one heart.
那老的看到过去的圣殿荣耀的那一批人，他们看见证的是这个圣殿怎么被拆毁了。
For the old man who had seen the original temple and how it was destroyed.
但是现在这个根基重新被立定，准备要重建了。
Now they see that the foundation was once again laid and that it would be rebuilt.
所以他们大声的那个哭嚎呢，是一方面很感伤，一方面也很喜乐。
They wept loudly because they were very sad on one hand, but also very joyful on the other.
因为他们这当中有一个盼望。
Because in all that, they had a hope.
这个神的殿可以再一次的被立起来。
That the temple of God would be able to be erected once again.
曾经被讥笑的、被轻视的，现在可以重新得荣耀了。
And for those who were once mocked, they were able to now see the glory of the temple.
他们也感谢神的恩典。
They also gave thanks to the grace of God.
因为没有神的祝福带领。这个工程是不可能出现的。
Because without the grace and guidance of God, this would not have been possible.
那对那些年轻的一代来说
，For the young men,
他们看到了这个殿的根基立好之后，他们等于是可以预先看到将来那个圣殿的荣耀情景是什么。
When they saw that the foundation was laid, they could see into the future glory of the temple.
他们当时的呼喊就是真的充满的。热情也很期待说这个殿能够赶快建好。
Their great shout was filled with emotion, and they were filled with also anticipation for the construction to be completed.
在这一段的经文在说明这个根基立定之后，他们当时候的情景。
So this passage talked about how the temple foundation was laid and what the situation was.
那这一段圣经其实在告诉我们，今天我们要建设神的家，神的这个教会，我们应该要采取的步骤。
Similarly, this passage is really telling us how we need to rebuild the house of God and the steps to get there.
因为旧约时代的圣殿，就是我们在预表着我们今天新约时代属神的真教会。
The holy temple of the Old Testament is prefiguring.The church that we have in the New Testament.
我们这当中一定需要弟兄姐妹按照神的旨意来到神指定的地点来重新兴建这个属神的教会。
In all the work, we need to actually obey God in where we need to rebuild the church and also how to do so.
这个真教会一定是神亲自设立的。
That this true church is established by God Himself.
所以真教会的出现是按照神。救赎计划里面啊，特别兴起的一个很重要的关键。
Therefore, the appearance of the true church was actually a very key that was determined by God.
这跟我们在读启示的时候有关系的。
This is related to the reading of the book of Revelation.
因为真教的出现就等于是揭开第一印的开头。
The coming of the true Jesus Church is really the opening of the first seal.
那所以我们担负一个使命要。恢复这个原始纯正的福音。
Therefore, we must bear the call of returning to the pure truth.
我们现在需要弟兄姐妹同心合意，一起来参与重新兴旺教会，让神的名得荣耀这个工程。
Brothers and sisters need to come together to uphold this rebuilding of the church.
我们要能够先照着神的样式筑起这个。献祭的坛
，We need to, according to the writing of the law, built up this altar of sacrifice.
来求告神，
to inquire of the Lord.
真的依靠神的真的带领来完成这个工作。
To truly rely on God to finish this work.
那这个坛一定要筑在我们的家里。
And this altar has to be built in our families.
要筑在我们的心里。
In our hearts.
这样子我们在日常生活当中才能够真的体会到神施恩的手在带领我们每一天的生活。
We can then experience how the hand of God would guide us through every day.
那我们才有办法真的来参与这个建造教会。教会这个神的殿的这个工程
，and that we would be able to participate in the rebuilding of the church.
那这个教会属神的真教会一定要在原有的根基上建立起来。
The church that belongs to God must be built on the original foundation.
所以真教会不是自己再去另外设根基，然后再去建起来的。
So the true church cannot find another foundation.To build itself up.
今天我们的教会是建立在什么样的根基上呢
？So what kind of foundation does a church built on?
我们先看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. 22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
这里特别提到说教会要建立在使徒跟先知的根基上。
Here it especially mentioned that the church must be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
所以这是为什么我们今天真教会要发展的时候，我们是一定非常重视使徒跟先知的教训。
This is the reason why for our church to develop, we put a lot of emphasis on the teachings of the apostles and prophets.
我们尊主耶稣为我们的救主，是我们的最终的依靠，这是没有问题的。
We honor our Lord Jesus.As our Savior and the ultimate reliance, and this actually is not problematic. Our church already upholds our Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord God Himself. And this place belongs to Him because this is the church that bears His name.
现在我们要在这个使徒的根基上把这个信仰重新复兴起来。
Now we need to establish the church based on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
那众民都能够全心全力的投入。
And that everyone can participate in the work together.
这是当中用歌声来赞美神。
And in it, we would sing praises to God.
感谢神他的慈爱永远长存。
To give thanks to God for his everlasting mercy.
现在又是到了感恩节的时间了。
And now is the time of Thanksgiving.
我们很多家庭在这个时候团聚。
A lot of families would gather together during this time.
在这个时候去思想神给我们的恩典。
This is the time when we think about the grace of God.
那借着这个机会，让我们对我们周遭的人，真的表达我们一份的感恩的心。
We can also utilize this opportunity to share our Thanksgiving to those around us.
所以在这个本来应该是很敬虔的一个节期当中。
For what would have been a very solemn holiday.
那我们更把这样一个感谢的心荣耀都把它归给神。
We can actually put into it the heart of thanksgiving to God and to give him our glory.
祈求神照着他的慈爱应许让他的教会能够真正的复兴能够得到荣耀。
To ask God that through his love and promise that the church would be glorified.
那所以这个圣殿根基立完之后
After the foundation of the temple was laid,
接下去他们就遇到困难了。
Then they started to encounter problems.
但是神的手一直在帮助他们。
But the hand of God continued to help them.
虽然他们后来因着敌人的阻挡停工了大概十五年。
Even though they stopped the work of the construction for about 15 years because of the enemies.
到了第五章之后，神就兴起他的先知，两位先知来鼓励他们要重新。要继续把这个工程完成。
In chapter 5, we see that how God raised up two prophets to instruct them to finish the work of the construction.
所以第五章里面提到哈该跟撒加利亚两位先知。
In chapter 5, it talked about the two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
这两位先知的信息劝勉对百姓很关键。
The message of these two prophets were very important.
所以我们今天读经进度就读以斯拉记第十章。
Today we are supposed to read Ezra chapter 10.
明天我们就要读哈该书第一章。
Tomorrow we will start the reading of Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书只有两章而已。
There are only two chapters in the book of Haggai.
很短的信息，但是非常有力。
Very short message, but very powerful.
哈该书之后要读撒加利亚书。
After Haggai, we would read Zechariah.
这两卷先知书，我们一定要用心的看。
We really need to pay attention in our reading of these two prophetic books.
我们才会明白为什么当初百姓他们本来失落的信心可以再重新被点燃起来。
We need to understand how the faith of the people who were almost dead at the time were able to be revived.
那他们当时候停工的原因在哪里？
And what was the reason that they stopped the construction of the temple?
因为他们没有完全了解神的旨意。
Because they did not fully understand the will of God.
他们碰到阻挡的时候，诶，他们就退缩了。
When they encountered difficulties, they retracted.
其实百姓他们当时候的反应很像我们现在的生活。
Actually, the reaction of the people of Israel is very similar to our lives today.
我们读着这圣经里面的这些话语，
when we read the word of the Bible,
我们就想到我们自己，
we reflect on ourselves.
我们很容易受到环境的影响，
we are easily influenced by our environment.
所以有时候我们的一股热忱会因着各种不同的因素而被浇熄的，我们就停顿了。
That's why our fervor can easily be quenched because of the things that happen.
但是只要我们愿意回到神的话语里面去思想。
But as long as we're willing to enter back into the Word of God and reflect,
神的这个灵在我们心里动工，
the Spirit of God moves in our heart.
我们就会再一次的这个冷却的心会被挑旺起来。
Then our cold heart would be made warm again.
会让我们自己看到我们的问题在哪里。
We would be able to see where our problems lie.
有时候问题就在我们自己。
Sometimes the problem is ourselves.
可是常常我们看不到。
But we often do not see.
我们读圣经就是在照镜子。
We read the Bible in order to have a mirror before us.
让我们去思想我们自己的生活。
So that we can think about our lives.
我们现在我们这个眼光，我们的焦点是放在什么地方？在世界上呢，还是在神的事情上呢
？Where is really our focal point? Is it in the world or is it on God?
时常我们会受这个社会潮流影响。
We are often easily influenced by the societal trends.
所以我们很容易就跟着这个潮流在走路了。
That's why we follow what is trendy.
如果我们不小心，我们就跟世人没有分别了。
If we are not careful, we would not be any different from anyone in the world.
就好像感恩节的时候，我们会在最在意什么
？Like, for Thanksgiving, what would we care the most?
我们本来不是应该要爱在这个时间，大家可以团聚在一起。
Shouldn't this be the time for us to gather together?
诗颂赞美神
To sing praises to God.
然后彼此团契
And to have fellowship with one another.
那我们真的能够去计划我们的明年，我们接下来生活要怎么过，在现有的根基上更进一步。
So that we can plan for what is to come in the new year and how we can be even better in our faith.
可是现在社会的潮流已经不是引导我们走这个方向。
But the trend of the society nowadays does not bring us to that same direction.
放假期间要做什么？
So what do we do during the holidays?
去 shopping 呢？
We go shopping.
然后去注意那个 Black Friday 有什么好的 deal 啊？
We pay attention to Black Friday deals.
然后就要到处去抢那个抢购这些那个有好处的便宜货。
And we try to look for what is the best discount we can get.
但是真的我们需要这些东西吗？
But do we really need these things?
我们需要把这些东西一直不断的更新，一直换吗？
Do we really need to keep changing what we have?
我们真的需要去花这样的一个钱吗？
Do we really need to spend the money?
因为这个社会是要让我们不断的消费。
Because this society is actually to get us to continue to spend.
让我们把目光都放在今生这个享受上面。
So that our focal point would be in this current life.
让我们忘记我们是天上的国民。
Forgetting that we are the citizens of heaven.
我们在地上其实是客旅。
We are really sojourners in this world.
说实在的，我们今天每一天所需用的东西，我们吃的食物，我们所使用的真的很少。
To put it truthfully, we need very little in order to survive.
我们可以过一个简单的生活。
We can lead a very simple life.
主耶稣基督他告诉我们的道理就是这样子。
This is the truth of the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
因为当我们把我们的眼光都放在这个世界上的追求的时候
，Because when we put our eyes on the pursuit of this world,
我们就没有办法把眼光放在神的事情上面。
We cannot put our focal point on God.
我们就会一直想，我们要怎么样跟这个社会能够 结合得很密切。
We would keep thinking how we would be directly interacting with the world.
但是我们忘记我们是独居的民，是圣洁神的百姓。
We forget that we are the priestly nation.
我们的目标是天上的。
Our goal is in heaven.
我们要了解我们的生命意义在哪里，目标在哪里。
We need to understand what is the meaning of our life.
所以这感恩节的期间，我们一定要好好把我们的重心放在属神的事情上。
So during this Thanksgiving, we need to really focus on what is of God.
当我们聚在一起的时候
，When we gather together,
谈一谈我们能够为教会做什么事。
Let's talk about what we can do for the church.
我们的教会应该要怎么样，让我们在明年的时候，我们更加的同心。
And what the church needs to do so that we can be even more unified next year.
让我们弟兄姐妹更愿意来参加聚会。
So that the members would be even more willing to.Come to services.
我们要怎样帮助这些带领查经的我们的领会的人员，那他们不能够把道理讲得更明白、更生动、更活泼。
How do we help our sermon speakers and our Bible study facilitators to be able to bring even more life into their sharing?
让我们的诗班能够真的啊同心合意的用这个歌声来传颂神的救恩。
And also for our choirs to be able to use the voice.To sing the salvation of the Lord.
所以这是一个很好的季节，我们一定要去计划我们要为神所做的事。
This is a really good time for us to think about and plan the work of God.
而不是只是谈论说，哪里有什么东西可以买。
We shouldn't just merely talk about where we can buy things.
哪一家餐厅好吃
？Which restaurants taste good?
哪个地方好玩，我们去。
And which places are fun?
那我们把我们的重心回到神的家来。
Let us return our focus on the house of God.
让我们可以得到再一次的重生里面得到激励
，so that we can be motivated once again by God.
来建设神的家
，to build the house of God.
我们就看到那个当时候这个先知他一讲话以后
，we can see that as soon as the prophet spoke,
那百姓他们就得到提醒了。
The Israelites were reminded.
我们现在请看哈该书第一章。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章
，Haggai chapter one，
这是神的话临到哈该，先知哈该的。
This is when the word of God came to Haggai。
因为当时候百姓有一个心态
，The people at the time had this mindset。
因为当他们遇到困难的时候
，When they encountered difficulty。
第一章的第二节
，In chapter one verse two，
请读。
There speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, "This people says the time has not come." The time that the Lord's house should be built.
第三节
3. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet saying.
第四节
4. Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
第五节
5. Now therefore, there says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
好，你看，我们在读以斯拉记的时候，我们都不会看到这样的描述，神说什么，神，万军的神这样说。
When we read the book of Ezra, we would not see the Lord of hosts says.
因为以斯拉记，以斯拉本身他不是先知。
Ezra himself was not a prophet.
圣经说他是文士，他是对神的律法很用心的人。
The Bible said that he was a scribe and he was one who studied the law of the Lord.
他需要讲的话，他需要做的事，在神的书里面都写的。
What he needed to say or do were already mentioned in the book.
他只要照神的书上里面所写的去讲就对了。
He only had to speak what was already written.
所以神施恩的手是在他的身上。
So God, bless him.
你看，神并没有向他讲话。
God did not speak through him.
因为神要讲的话已经都写好了。
Because what was to be spoken were all written down before.
所以以斯拉记啊，我们就看到很多事情都是律法书上怎么写。
So in Ezra, you can see that a lot of things were referenced back to what was said in the law of God.
但是在先知书像哈该就不一样了。
But in the prophetic books, this is different.
这是神直接指示的。
This is actually instructed by God directly.
针对当时候信那个百姓他们信仰的状况。
It is targeted at the people at the time and their faith.
要提醒他们的注意。
To give them reminders.
所以他说神的话临到先知哈该。这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗
？It says the word of God came to Haggai, saying, "Is it time for you yourself to dwell in panel houses?"
然后第五节再讲一次，万军的神这样说：你们要审查自己的行为。
Verse 5, there says the Lord God of hosts, consider your ways.
那这个就是先知他 从神来的信息提出给百姓要注意的。
This is the message that God gave to the prophet to remind the people.
有这样的提醒之后
，After this kind of reminders,
百姓他们就开始又重新奋勇做工了。
The people started to work hard again.
所以我们现在看回来以斯拉记第五章。
Now let's turn back to Ezra chapter 5.
以斯拉记第五章
，Ezra chapter 5,
第二节
，verse 2.So Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them.
你看有先知帮助以后他们就真的起来动手动、啊、起来就动工建造了。
With the help of the prophets, they began the work.
那这个神的帮助在以斯拉记第五章就是这个第五节那里特别用一个名词就是神的眼目。看顾犹大的长老。
In the context of God helping them, in chapter 5, verse 5, it uses the word the eye of the God was upon them.
他们当时候也是碰到一些人有疑，对他们的这个工作有疑问。
They had to face people who had questions about their work.
本来这个总督这些首领是可以要他们停工的。
And these people who watch over them could have asked them to stop.
那可是第五节特别说，因为神的眼目看顾，所以呢，他们并没有被要求说要停工。
But verse 5 especially said that the eye of their God was upon them, so they were not asked to cease.
那在他们去询问、在查过去的档案的这个过程当中，百姓可以继续建造。
As they were looking into old records, the people could continue to build.
那这个就是，其实就是神的手在帮助的。
This is really the hand of God helping them.
因为神在感动这些人。
God was moving them.
那些人他们对这个神的工作他们不敢阻挡。
So that they would not put any hindrance into the work of God.
那等到这个王呢再去查清楚那过去 前的王所发的命令以后。
After they had looked into what was decreed by the previous kings.
那这个王呢是下命令。
Then he issued a decree.
反过来下命令说你们不可以阻挡而且还要拿很多的财物来帮助他们。
Saying that you shall not stop the work, instead you need to bring forth resources to help them.
他们需要什么你就给什么。
Whatever they need, you need to give to them.
这个跟真的跟当初他们所碰到的困难的时候，这个完全不一样的结果了。
This actually is the very opposite result of what they were encountering at first.
因为有神的手在帮助。
Because there was the hand of God helping them.
他们就用四年的时间就把这个圣殿盖好了。
So in 4 years, they were able to finish the construction work of the temple.
他们就欢欢喜喜地把这个殿献给神。
And they dedicated the temple to God with joy.
也照着律法的规定守节期。
And they also observed the feast according to the law.
所以以斯拉记第一章到第六章基本上就是来描述这个圣殿重建的过程。
Ezra chapter 1 to 6 describe this whole process of the building of the temple.
告诉我们今天我们的教会如果要真的复兴起来。
This is telling us that if our church were to revive today,
这些步骤是一定要有的。
These steps must be followed.
那这样的一个警醒祈求神帮助的心不可以少。
This kind of a watchful heart and also a heart of asking to God for help cannot be lacking.
那我们一定可以经历神这样的一个作为。
Then we would be able to experience the work of God.
可是这个圣殿盖好之后
But after the temple was constructed,
才经过没有多久
Not long after,
到了第七章以后
From chapter 7 and
这整个信息是间隔了差不多60年的时间
This message actually spent about a year, 60 years.
圣殿盖完那当时候回来那老人就过去了就走了
The old man who came back at the time initially had passed.
那在这一段期间，这个圣殿里面的服事呢，其实并没有办法完全照律法的规定在做。
During this period, the service in the temple were not in complete accordance to the law.
他们当时候碰到另外的困难了。
They encountered other difficulties.
因为要照神的律法来献祭、守节期，他们需要。众百姓愿意真心的奉献。
In order to be able to offer and to observe the feast according to the law, they would require the offering of the people.
他们要很在意神所讲的话。
They really had to care for the word of God.
他们要很小心他们的婚姻生活。
They had to be very careful with their marriages.
他们要很小心地教育他们的孩子。
They had to be careful in teaching their children.
怎么让这个圣殿的服事能够一代接下一代。
And how to continue the service of the temple from one generation to another.
可是显然在这段期间，这样一个信仰的规模失落了。
But what was obvious is that actually this was lost in their faith.
从第七章开始，
from chapter 7 and on,
以斯拉这个人物就出现了。
Ezra came into the picture.
这个人物是神特别预备的。
This is someone who was prepared by God.
在圣经里面，他是一个合乎神所用的圣洁的器皿。
In the Bible, he was a holy vessel worthy of God's use.
他现在出现了一个心智。
Now he had this determination.
他要来帮助所有的百姓能够重新回到神的律法上来得福气。
He was to help the people of Israel to return back to the law in order to receive blessing.
所以我们从第七章以后会看到，这个圣经在描述的时候是以第一人称在记录的。
So from chapter 7 and on, you can see that this was recorded from the first person's voice.
因为就是这个作者本身他出现在我们的眼前。
This is the author himself who had appeared.
来告诉我们他所经历的这个复兴信仰的过程。
Telling us the process of the revival.
那这个人他有很好的家世背景，他本来就是祭司的后代。
This person actually had the background of priests.
他当时候在波斯的王宫里面，应该也是被重用的一个人物。
He actually probably was someone who was highly esteemed in the Persian palace.
可是，在第十节这样说。
But in verse 10 it said.
我们请读第十节。
Verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
这里特别提到说，他定制要考究遵行神的律法。
It says here that he had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
所以他把他的生活的重心，他的眼光就放在神的教训上面。
He focused his life and his focal point on the teachings of God.
其实他也可以在这个波斯的这个国度里面发展他的事业。
Actually, he could have developed his career in the Persian Empire.
可是他选择不要。
But he did not choose so.
他选择要回到耶路撒冷来。
He chose to come back to Jerusalem.
所以以斯拉记里面记载百姓两次的归回。
So in Ezra, it recorded the returns of the Israel twice.
第一次就是所罗巴伯带领的，在第一章、第二章所描述那些人。
The first return was led by Zerubbabel, as mentioned in chapter 1 and 2.
大概七十年之后。第二批人又回来了。
About 70 years later, there was a second wave.
那这个就是以斯拉带领的。
And this was led by Ezra.
他主动的跟王说，我要回去耶路撒冷。
He initiated the request with the king, saying he wanted to return to Jerusalem.
因为他发现，在百姓当中有些事情是还没有完成的。
Because he realized among the people there was something that were not done yet.
虽然硬体的建筑物已经盖好了
，Even though they had the physical building,
但是那个信仰真正的内涵却还是失落了。
But the essence of the faith was still lost.
那原因就是因为他们对神的律法忽略了。
The reason being that they ignore the law of the Lord.
所以以斯拉他自己本身立定心志，要考究遵行神的律法。
So Ezra then prepared his heart to seek the law of God.
他自己是一个真的是很用心在实行道理的人。
He really was somebody who pay a lot of attention to do the work of God.
那接下来他要把这些神的这些命令典章呢教训以色列百姓。
And he was also to teach the statutes and the ordinances to Israel.
他有这个心智呢，神的手就在他的身上工作。
When he had this determination in his heart, God put his hand to help him.
我们请看第七章第六节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 6. For this Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him.
我们这里看到这个以斯拉主动要求回国。
Here we can see that Ezra initiated the request to return to his home country.
神的手帮助他。
And the hand of the Lord was upon him.
就让王同意了。
So then the king agreed.
而且还特别下命令。
And the king even issued a decree.
等于又任命他做一个首领。
To make him a leader.
因为他本身是祭司，也是文士。
Because he was a priest and a scribe.
接下去他等于又当官员。
And what followed is that he actually became an official.
神的手帮助他。
The hand of the Lord was upon him.
让他能够带着一批有同样心志的百姓回到耶路撒冷来，重新重整他们的信仰。
So that he could bring a group of people who had similar determination to return back to Jerusalem and revive the faith of the people.
所以第十三节。
In verse 13.
请读十三节。
Let's read verse 13. I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you.
这个时候王特别同意说，如果甘心要回去耶路撒冷，通通都可以跟以斯拉一起回去。
Here the king said those who would like to go back with Ezra could do so.
那当时候王又准备了很多礼物要让以斯拉带回来。
The king also prepared a lot of gifts to be brought back with Ezra.
这个神的手帮助他。
The hand of the Lord was upon him.
让他可以带着这一批人，然后长途跋涉回来耶路撒冷。
So that he could bring this group of people to travel a long distance to come back.
这个神的手帮助他，我们再看第七章二十七节。
Let's continue to read verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem.
二十八节。
28. And has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged, as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered leading men of Israel to go up with me.
你看这里神的手帮助以斯拉，让他可以带着一群首领百姓一起来。
Here we can see that the hand of the Lord of his God was upon him, and he was able to bring a group of people, leaders, to come back.
他可以很刚强。
And he was able to be strong.
而且又让王的心能够一起来修饰神的殿。
And even the heart of the king was moved to beautify the temple.
那这个神的这个作为呢，让王呢下这个的命令，让以斯拉很意外。
This work of God for the king to do so was surprising or shocking to Ezra.
那这个就是神的恩典，远超过我们所求所想的。
But this is the grace of God, which is beyond what we can ever imagine.
因为当时王任命以斯拉有很大的权力。
The king actually gave Ezra a lot of power.
那这个就是为了要让他能够真的重新复兴百姓信仰的一个关键。
And this actually was key in how he was able to revive the faith of the people.
那为什么这个王会这么样的这个相信他？
Why is it that the king was so trusting towards him?
那神的手又能够这样子与他同在？
And that the hand of God was able to be with him.
这个人到底在哪里这么特殊？
What is so special about this man?
难道只是因为他很懂律法吗？
Is it really because he really knew the law?
难道只是因为他自己本身会遵行这些律法的教训而已吗？
Is it really just because he knows to observe the law?
没有，我们会在做第八章、第九章、第十章里面看到更多他这个人特别的地方。
The answer is no, because we will see more characteristic about this man in chapter 8 and 9.
他要成为我们在信仰上一个很重要的提醒。
He would become a very important reminder in our spirituality.
下午再继续。
So we'll continue this afternoon.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
一起来唱401首。
Let's sing hymn 401.
Take time to behold.